The Redeemer's Coming, The Sherlock Holmes Advent Calendar, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Nora Godwin, narrated by Brian Godwin. Part 8, Genetics. After Brother Peter's somewhat rudimentary outlines, I understood what was going on and immediately jumped up, grabbed my doctor's bag, and ran straight towards the library. While the vicar, who also did not give himself a break, immediately clung to my heels, Lestrade and Holmes followed with a bit of a distance. Arriving at the library, I couldn't spot Brother Nicholas at first. Only Brother Peter led me through the labyrinth of bookshelves into a side room. It was the one with the indexed books. There, Brother Nicholas laid on the ground in a large pool of blood. Immediately, I saw the wound on the back of his head. The librarian had fallen onto the ground, the backside of his head facing toward the top. Obviously, this accident was brought about with human influence. I bent over him and felt his pulse on his neck, but I couldn't feel a heartbeat. I turned the body around with considerable effort, but in all consequence, I had to acknowledge that the librarian could no longer be helped. "He's dead," I resignedly said, as Holmes and Lestrade arrived after the vicar. "Oh no," cried Brother Peter. "What a misfortune!"
"Was it a misfortune?" asked Holmes.